I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Whenever you detect parks or schoolyards or other public places where people are present, the odds are good that some of them will become curious enough to invade your personal space. Children especially can be bothersome. I've had them just about crawl into my lap to see what I'm doing. It's great that they're excited. Maybe they'll get into the hobby when they get older. But right now, you just want to be left alone. It's polite to speak briefly to onlookers, to explain what you're doing, and to show them some of your finds, but being sociable is time-consuming. If you have plenty of time, by all means, talk metal detecting to your new friend. But if you have a limited amount of time to detect, remember that whenever you're interrupted, your time spent hunting is reduced, and there is that much more of the park that you can't detect before you have to head home. There are a few good ways to keep most people from approaching you. Note I said most people. Some people won't take a hint. First, use headphones so only you can hear your detector. This accomplishes two things. It lets you hear the weaker signals that indicate deeper coins, and when you wear headphones, the people around you won't hear your detector beep. When your detector's speaker is on, you become a people magnet, and folks you didn't know were within a mile of you will suddenly appear and want to talk. It's like the old joke about how to be rescued when you're trapped on a desert island miles from civilization. Just pull out a deck of cards and start playing solitaire. In no time at all, someone will appear behind you and say, "Hey, you can put that red jack on that black queen." Well, your detector's speaker will work even better than a deck of cards to pull those invisible people out of the woodwork. When you're short on time, every moment in the field is precious. Talk to people later. On the other hand, if you have the time and the inclination to talk, fine. Be a bit formal, but friendly. You never know who might be able to give you some tips on new places to hunt. I've had people I met in parks ask me if I'd come to their homes to try to find a lost ring. Usually, when this happens, there's a nice reward if you're successful. Ultimately, it's up to you how to handle onlookers. Here are a few tips I've learned from experience. If someone approaches me and I don't want to stop to chat, I'll point to my headphones and indicate that I can't hear them, and I'll say something like, "Sorry, can't hear. I can't talk now. I'm short for time, and I want to get this done." If a child won't leave me alone, I'll pull a couple of pull tabs from my trash pouch and ask him to please throw them away, pointing to a trash can across the park. After a couple of trips to the trash can, he usually decides that hanging out with me isn't that much fun after all. Now, I'd never do this, but I know a guy who waits until the kid has his head almost in the hole, then he accidentally flips a trowel full of dirt into the kid's face. If you have a kid hanging around you as you detect the city park, ask him where he lives. If he points to a nearby house, tell him to run home and ask his folks if it's okay for you to detect their yard. Usually the parent will say no. Sometimes the parent will tell the kid to stay away from you, which is what you really wanted anyway. If the kid does come back and tells you his mom said it was okay for you to detect the yard, be sure to confirm with mom that she did say it was all right. You can go back to the park anytime, but hunting a private yard is almost always a better bet than hunting a public park that has probably been regularly searched by many other treasure hunters. Sometimes when you're detecting a private yard, the homeowner's kid, or even the homeowner himself, will stand over your shoulder while you're working and generally make life miserable for you. If this happens and you reach the point where you can't take it anymore, turn off your detector, tell the homeowner you have to leave, you have an appointment, your detector's batteries are getting low, and you'll come back later if that's okay. Assuming you haven't done anything to anger him, he'll probably say sure, and then you can come back when the kid's in school or the homeowner is at work. Just don't do anything to make anyone angry. Word gets around the neighborhood fast, and if a homeowner gets mad at you, you'll quickly find that nobody else on the block will let you do their yard. So, be nice. For more treasure hunting tips, see the bottom of my webpage, treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.